compiled with the intent of saturating the listener's mind with the promises and the will of God, and thus helping to build their faith. And he said, If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Exodus 15, verse 26. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 105, verse 37. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass, that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Numbers 21, verse 8. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalms 84, verse 11. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon you. Psalm 86, verse 5. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6, verse 63. Thank you. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1, verse 37. O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you have healed me. Psalms 30, verse 2. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Psalms 103, verse 8. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with different diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Luke chapter 6, verse 19. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. And, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch this garment, I shall be whole. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 21. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Herefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Mark 11, verse 24.
Thank you.
And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 through 31. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Colossians 1, verse 29. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. But now that he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator for better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. Because of this hope, Jesus became the guarantor of a better covenant. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22. Look unto me, and you shall be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Thank you for listening. If you're seeking divine healing, you may listen to the CD, Healing is Available. Ladies and gentlemen, Covenant Church of God, sponsors of Covenant Online, invites you to visit our website. That's www.covenantonline, that's one word, covenantonline.info. There are archived messages along with streaming audio from a variety of speakers. Avail yourself of these free material to help you in your walk with our Savior. Again, that is www.covenantonline.info.